Welcome back to the Weekly Pass. If you don't know, Manu Ginobili retires, OBJ gets paid, and some NFL cuts coming up this weekend. All that and more coming up next.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back to the Weekly Pass. I'm Bonnie Jill Laughlin, your host, and I'm joined by my lovely co-hosts, Becky Sotero and
David Bloom.
Hello.
You can find us on Twitter at BJL Weekly Pass, and of course, our individual Twitter, social media, yes. Everything, we're on that. David, not so much. He's on it, but he doesn't really do a lot.
I'm sorry. I'll be active. I'm busy.
So a lot going on in sports, as always. I don't know. I mean, it's just a lot of a little bit of depressing things that have happened. Mm-hmm. What happened with the Madden tournament in Jacksonville was horrific. Two gamers passed away. I don't like to bring up bad stuff, but we do have to mention
it.
It was very upsetting to hear. I mean, anytime, you know, you now with social media, you get things, you know, as they come in, and to see that another shooting.
It's horrible.
It just won't stop. You really can't go anywhere without worrying about it.
You know, when I first found out about it, I'm like, oh, what was the motive? You know, just thinking maybe there was some other motive. His motive was that he didn't win.
Yeah. And people, there are certain people in this world that are just, like, mentally just, and I mean, there are people with mental problems galore. I know I have my few, but there are people who just, some people just have these urges, and every time I hear about one of these, it just shakes me to my core.
Yeah, it does, and it's crazy because he went home and then came back.
It's horrible.
And had a gun, so I haven't, you know, researched enough to know, because of course he probably got it from a family member, friend, or something, right?
I mean, thoughts and prayers go out to everyone just, affected by it.
It was a tournament that they would then advance to go to Vegas. There wasn't a lot of stake; it was $500, so I'm kind of shocked. But you know,
well, like I mean, like you said, David, I think it's just about people aren't firing on all cylinders.
Is it 500 or 5,000? I could be wrong, but it wasn't like. Yeah. I thought maybe it was 150,000. It's like, and this guy, I'm not making an excuse that maybe he was going to change his life or something was going on. But no, it was just minute. So again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families and all the different victims that were there and were affected by it. Another news, Senator McCain passed away, who was actually a good friend of mine. So I've been depressed on my own about that. A very good man. I was at Capitol Hill many times, and he helped me with a lot of animal welfare and bills for our veterans. So it was really sad to see that his fight with cancer finally ended. And if you guys have seen the outpouring of support from not just Arizona athletes, but across the nation. Yeah. And then Larry Fitzgerald has been asked by Cindy McCain to speak at John's
Memorial service.
Memorial this Thursday. And also someone that you probably may know, Shane Doan, who is a Coyote, former Coyote. He'll be a pallbearer. Mm-hmm. And then Luis Gonzalez, the D-back, will be a pallbearer as well.
Yeah, so. I mean, what a warrior. It doesn't matter what party you support. You have to support what he did for our country.
A POW, a prisoner of war, you know, the stuff that other people have said about him in the past, and I won't even bring up his name, but our commander-in-chief has said some things that are, you know, really upsetting about John McCain, and so, you know, it's, you know, it's sad that, you know, finally his legacy.
I knew he had brain cancer, right?
Even fighting that for a long time.
And he stopped the treatment, but, I mean, just seems like it happened so quickly.
Yeah, like, he already knew he was, you know, at the end.
It's a weird mental state, just to be in, just to know you're just done.
And if you look at Meghan McCain's Twitter or Instagram, I've actually reposted as well, you can see his full statement and how he said, I lived and died as a proud American. And he is epitome of a classy you know, American, a patriot, you know, everything, a war hero. So you can see the actual statement.
Sure. Yeah, we'll make sure to retweet that on our Twitter, everybody, if you'll follow BJL Weekly Pass.
So, yeah, so I think it's nice. And anyone, the outpouring support that people have been giving the McCain family and my good friend Grant Woods, who was his best friend and chief of staff, and actually my attorney. He is, you know, been, you know, it's hard. It's hard for family, whether it's expected or not. So anyways, and I've had people saying things to me, so thank you for that. But I did have to bring that up and spend a minute just, you know, honoring him. And other news, unless you've been hidden under a rock, OBJ gets paid.
He's getting
money. Finally.
And it's so funny because we discuss on the show when he had that off the field problem where he was, you know, in bed with that girl. Do you remember that whole thing?
Yes.
She posted him.
Yeah.
And remember everyone was on Snapchat and it was like, okay, is he going to get in trouble for, you know, the drugs, the whole situation? And if was that going to affect his salary?
Because even, right,
even Michael Irvin had come on and said it could. You know, he wants to be the highest paid, not just receiver, the highest paid player in the NFL.
Sure.
And well,
he is.
He is.
5 years, $95 million is a good way to start.
And $65 million guaranteed. Which in the NFL is, you know, never really heard of. So crazy. And he's been waiting almost 2 years to get this extension, to get this contract.
I mean, he feels like he earns it. He feels like he earned it.
Though. He's one of the best wide receivers. And also he's in company with Jerry
Rice. Antonio Brown
is
the best receiver in the league right now.
Oh, yes, he is. Of course he is for the Steelers.
But it's crazy, right, that now OBJ, you know,
I mean, it's crazy that the Giants are willing to throw that much money at him. The Giants, you know, they've been falling off. They went 3-13 last year. They just drafted Saquon
Barkley.
Well,
they had so many injuries, with him included.
Exactly. I mean, the last time they went to the playoffs, they lost to the Packers in 2016. They tried to rebuild. They got Brandon Marshall. Got hurt. It just
Eli's not at his peak. So
Eli.
I think that they've got to put their energy forefront in something.
That Super Bowl commercial is one of the best.
Yeah.
Okay, that Super Bowl commercial is one of the best.
The Dirty Dancing commercial, Super Bowl commercial
hands
with those
down.
Two
hands
was
down.
So
hands
fantastic.
Down. Well, at least we know he has a career in commercials.
Yeah. I mean, they were just spot on with the routine.
Good for you. Good job, Eli.
But, I mean, I feel like it was a great investment for the Giants for that reason, too. They've got to be able to have that player that can
From what I've been seeing from the Giants fans is they're ecstatic. They're happy that he's going to, you know, end up, you know, with the Giants and retiring probably as a Giant and so forth.
I feel like with an arm, with Eli, like, at quarterback running the show, I feel like it's just a waste for him and his career. Like, nothing. Mm. Okay, I was about to say nothing against Eli.
Yeah, the pairing of the quarterback.
But there's a lot against Eli. Eli can do it in random situations. A couple years ago, twice versus the Patriots.
Well, and he's been on the hot seat for a while, not knowing what his kind of destiny is
and
what's going to happen with the team.
He's not the type of guy to be able to be an elite quarterback that OBJ needs.
Yep.
And they've tried to replace him with guys, like I know Geno Smith, that failed miserably. Uh-huh. So now they just kind of got to sit back and I really think they're going to go a lot to their
run
game
this year.
I
would have loved to have seen him as a Cowboy at some point. Dak to OBJ.
I was saying that, too. I was like, he needs a great quarterback for that. That pairing is so crucial. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, maybe in a couple years, we don't know what.
Right. But congrats to OBJ getting paid.
Good job.
Right?
Also, let's talk about, I have no idea who these people are, but they're these YouTubers, I guess.
David will let us know.
That
is this
were
my youth
in
millennial
a,
segment?
I don't even know if it was a martial arts or boxing match. Logan Paul, I guess his name in KS1.
You're right.
KSI. 45
million. KSI, see, that's how much I know. I say KS1. I don't know who he is. I'm not really impressed by people who have no talent who make money. But
amen, sister.
I'll leave it at that.
Oh.
So I don't understand why they fought, why this was.
Right.
And I'm not UFC, but a diehard boxing fan. Don't insult the sport. Don't, you know what I mean?
Like, preach
the,
it.
Why and is it? It's like a mockery,
and
right,
can I say
Becky?
The top, yes. And at the top of this, let's talk about $45 million. Like you said,
is that
why
how
are we
much?
Paying U.S. dollars? Yes. So why?
I know it was in Manchester, in London.
35
so pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I just, to me, I'm mad.
Again, I'm in your same boat.
So here it is. And okay, let's just say you don't know anything about boxing. You may say, "Oh, yeah, okay, they're you know this is a legitimate fight." Except you see that they've got the headgear, which to me it looks like they're sparring.
Headgear,
but or golden gloves fight. So, okay, you explain who these idiots are.
All right. I mean, first thing I'm gonna say about the sport is if you watch them box, they have their hands down the entire time.
And I box, and so you always keep your hands.
You
keep
I'm a southpaw. You keep them right here. I'm a southpaw too.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. You keep them right here. They had them here. Almost like it was a mixed martial arts fight, but it obviously, like when you, if anyone saw the Floyd McGregor fight, McGregor, hands like right here.
And speaking of McGregor, this Paul dude, whatever he, I'm not going to say his name again, he called out Conor McGregor, like, are you kidding me? Like, oh, please do it so he can just rip him and shred him and kill him.
So basically who these people
like,
are.
Like, you destroy him, right?
I
like
know,
No doubt.
But he's just looking for attention for someone like Conor to
look at. They love being mentioned, but basically who these people are is they make videos on YouTube. And they're what we like to call influencers. influencer, and I'm trying to
but
offend...
But aren't they... Isn't he the one that disrespected the suicide force in Japan?
For those who aren't aware, earlier this year...
That's the only reason I knew of this guy. Mm-hmm.
Logan Paul went to the a forest where a lot of people go...
In Japan.
In Japan to commit suicide. And they were just filming a funky little vlog in Japan. Oh, wow. And they found a dead body hanging. And instead of cutting and nothing, they blurred the body.
And then he started making fun and or he something. Just,
he made fun of it. He was like laughing, like, oh my God, I've never seen a dead body. Film me, film my reaction. It's for views. He wanted to get views, and okay, I don't think and, he expected
the backlash.
But then
he apologized, but he didn't apologize. He said he every felt bad. But the only reason,
like
anytime people apologize because they got caught and they,
oh, I'm
they
so
don't, they
sorry.
Don't, it's
my
not genuine
will never
or
happen again.
Also, I want to comment that, like, yes, they're putting out this ridiculous content, but it's our fault as viewers for
I don't
legitimizing the content.
Yeah.
Just Gen like,
Xers. Well, no, you don't look at that.
I don't
watch
I didn't know who
Paul.
They were. Well,
don't
it's,
think
a,
I
it's
do.
The parents.
Sorry,
why are
I'm
parents,
spilling the tea.
Why are parents allowing their kids to look at flunkies like them
yes.
or the Kardashians? Like, stop, everyone.
That's what I...
Oh, it's a parenting
stop.
Thing.
Am I right, Becky? Don't let them look at these people and look
yes.
up to them.
That I
felt
that way about the Kardashians for a long time.
I can't
I'm like,
stand
I can't.
Those people. I'm sorry. I can't stand them.
No. I mean, so, I know we're not, like, a pop culture, and we'll let you finish. I'm sorry. We're not a pop culture show. We're talking about sports, but it's the fact that, like, again...
Well, again, it's stop making... What is that quote you see? Stop making dumb people famous or something like that?
Yes.
Something like that. But
yes.
Yeah.
But we, I guess we, as a culture, just obsess over this absurdity, and we get
we
lost
do.
In
I
it.
Don't.
I mean, we love to watch drama.
I don't either.
And these people... KSI, he did video
so who,
game videos
so
for
who
a lot.
Won?
It was a majority draw.
Oh. Majority
Three
draw.
Three judges. It went six rounds. It was... For a fight, it was not that bad of a fight, but for a result, it was so disappointing to see one judge scored it a point for KSI, the rest of the judges tied it majority draw. And they're like, oh, let's do a rematch. It's just for the views, it's just for the money, it's just for the drama. That's all pretty much what YouTube is. And what these guys do is, I'll speak more on the Paul brothers, because those are the ones who I just have no respect for, is they're arrogant, insensitive, almost pretty much talentless, and they make I know this affects nothing, but they make the worst music.
And now this
Come
is
on.
And now this is a career that he's trying to get into. He's saying he wants to be a UFC
well,
fighter. Is there anything valid about that?
He wants to reinvent his image. I mean,
okay.
he's not going to be a USC
no.
UFC fighter.
Absolutely.
Okay. Logan Paul, I mean Jake Paul, excuse me, called out Chris Brown.
I saw that. I know.
Like, these people are, they're not very bright.
It was
yeah,
kind of, it was like hilarious. I didn't even know who these people were. And then I'm like, okay.
Well, now you do. Congratulations.
And
that's
then,
their point.
Right.
They're trying to make everyone know.
Yeah.
In the
yeah,
boxing world.
Exactly.
Absurdity.
And keeping in the boxing talk, I don't know if you guys saw, but Curtis Harper on FS1, there was a fight against the Nigerian F.A. Ajagaba, I think is the name. And it was a fight in Minnesota. And I, when I watched it, when I saw the preview, it looked like he was threatened by his size. Because look at this, right?
Yeah.
Marissa can bring up the video.
Dang!
It looked like, you
it's
know...
Hilarious.
And then the bell rings and he walks out. So I was like, oh, he must be scared. No, I mean, you know, when you could
yes.
first thing, I'm like, oh, he's like, okay, I feel undersized. And
mm-hmm.
let me just, you know, because people were making fun, like, okay.
Of course.
He was like, oh, I'm good. I'm out, right? But what it really is, and Marissa will pull this up right now. You can see that.
It is a heavyweight matchup. I'm going to let you know when that man fights F.A. Ajagba, do not blink. Of his five professional bouts,
see, this is boxing, though. This is what boxing should
show
us.
Yes, exactly.
And not headgear and YouTubers.
No.
And I'm out. And then I go, wait, maybe something's wrong. Or maybe... I've never seen this before.
No.
I watch a lot of boxing.
Everyone has said it's new.
I've never seen it before in my life.
So... Then I end up doing the research, and he is upset because he wasn't getting paid as much as his opponent.
Mm.
So this was a public... He went into this new knowing he was going
yes.
to walk out.
And so his trainer went out on social media saying he was, I'm sorry to the fans, I'm embarrassed. Like,
sure.
Because why did you even show up?
To walk
because
out.
Now he's not going to get paid at all.
No.
So what's the point?
What does he think he's going to gain
And
from
who
that?
Is he? Like what? People talk about him for what? Right now?
I
that's
mean,
it?
No press
and everyone's
is
done?
All press is good press.
Is it though?
No.
Because
I
think it's kind of embarrassing.
No, absolutely.
What do you guys
it
think?
Is. Nobody's going to take him serious. Again, the training, all the ticket sales. I mean, who's...
Right. And I think he's now going to be suspended for a couple years.
Sure.
So
probably.
Then he can't fight. Like, was it the... I mean, did he look at the long...
You're not respecting the sport. You
right.
show up, you do the job.
I think he likes that people are talking about him now, though.
Yeah.
Like, they're mentioning his name now.
But then tomorrow they don't. And then what happens in 2 years?
You know what? Give him a day. Let him have his 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I just thought it was, and that was, you know, keeping with our the boxing. Categories. It's crazy. And then Tom Brady was on the radio with the, I forgot what show it was. You saw and heard this, right?
I actually think his reaction was amazing.
And he, I didn't hear exactly, but I just saw that he hung up on the host because they mentioned again his trainer, right?
And again, these questions have to keep being answered by journalists, and he has to be prepared.
And they know though not to ask.
No, but I'm from a journalistic but side. Ask the questions, and he needs to be prepared on how to answer those questions, and he's not.
But just like David said, again, that host knew he was supposed to ask that, but now we're talking about him. I don't even know who it is.
I don't know. I guess I come from a side where, like, the questions should be asked. They should be brought to the forefront.
That he needs to just, even if it's generic, answer it.
And he just kind of averted
it. But he's Tom Brady.
He is.
I mean, he is Tom Brady, and he can use that to his advantage.
He's not going to go against Belichick. Like, they're the best combo in, you know, NFL history. Like, they're not going to go against each other. And we know that the history of this is from Belichick. That's why, you know, that confrontation is there. So he just may not know how to handle it, but figure it out. You're going to keep, every time you get interviewed, you're going to be answering.
And why is he even doing interviews then?
Exactly. That's the common denominator.
Just give a gracious answer.
Was it a Boston show?
Yes, it was a Boston show. But the issue that has been surfacing is, why is he taking these interviews when he knows this is going to be asked and people want answers? You can't just keep averting it.
That
but
seems
he is Tom Brady.
Like a question for him to ignore.
Right, but then don't take the interview because you're going to keep being asked it, and there needs to be answers. So just, I think it's hilarious. But he handled it well. He's like, all right, guys,
and with that,
talk to you later.
Was this yesterday?
Yeah. He was like, I'll talk to you about
it. He's done that before?
Talk to you later. Yeah, I think
like
yesterday
every
morning.
Time that
so did he just
up,
hang up, or
out?
Did he?
No, they kept persisting in the question.
And then he just said it.
And he's like, all right, guys, well, it's been good. We'll talk to you later.
Like, oh, okay, so he didn't just hang up.
No,
not
no. The headline made it look like he was
a little more gracious than that, but not
gracious.
I mean, you could have gone, like, just given a generic answer, but you know what? As much as you want them to be prepared to answer the questions, he is a person, and if he feels like a question is just getting too much for him, he's allowed to not answer it. I know he's some, like, all-star Pro Bowler, Super Bowl winning, future Hall of Fame quarterback, but
one of the best to play it.
Exactly. He's still a person, and he's still allowed to just say, I don't want to answer that question. Right. How dare you ask me that?
Mm-hmm. Right. I just think he needs to stop doing those.
I mean, it's how the media is. They keep asking and asking until they get an answer.
And then it's going to happen when, you know, when he has to do, because he's required to do the post-game pressers, someone's going to ask him.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Yeah, it'll happen.
So there just seems to be an articulate way for him to answer and just keep
just
giving the same answer.
Just vague. Right? Yes. You know, and very, like, rehearsed.
Brevity. Right. Brevity. Like, it doesn't matter.
The robotic rehearsed answer.
Yeah,
right. Exactly, a rehearsed answer.
We've all been taught that.
Something that was funny that happened here in Los Angeles is Justin Verlander was back in Los Angeles, and he was at the Beverly. Was it the Beverly Hilton or the Beverly
Hills Hotel? I'll figure it out.
And so he had breakfast there. Okay. It was at. I can't read that. What is that?
Beverly Hills Hotel.
Okay, Beverly Hills Hotel. So they put, I thought it was hilarious, and that he even tweeted it out, that the waiter ended up adding $1 million for being a Dodger killer. As, you know, we all know, he was like just filthy in the World Series, Verlander, and, you know, knocked the Dodgers out of winning a championship. So it was funny. And then he took it lightly. But a lot of people, what they were more concerned about was not that, but people were saying, why is he spending $35 on pancakes?
I saw that.
$42 for a salad.
$40
salad.
That's
what I saw. I was like, oh, really? Because I didn't even see. Okay, right.
Yeah, there was about a $40 salad. I'm like, you know, I guess if you win the World Series and are Justin Verlander, you can do
maybe,
that.
It's also, if anyone's been there, it's gorgeous. And so you're LA, it's the ambiance, it's the whole thing.
To buy a $40 salad?
Of course. However, I will say maybe it was like premium pecans or something. I don't know. Because, I mean, come on.
Yes, but I just thought it was premium pecans for my $42 salad.
I thought it was so funny how many people were so, like, irate about, why is he spending $30 on
that? That's the first thing I saw, and I'm like, Dodger killer. Wait, why is there a $42 salad?
Yes. I probably would. I think I actually bypassed the actual $1 million part and went right
to
this.
I'm a salad
connoisseur, so.
Wait, Marissa, bring it up again. Did he leave a good tip?
I know.
That's all I care about.
I mean, he was in good spirits about it. I know if you win a World Series, you would be in good spirits.
I bet. Oh, wait, you can't see where he signed it.
Oh, he's smart. Yeah.
Smart. I mean, I don't know what pitcher stuck on the tigers. Yeah, oh, it's, and
also, it's not two salads, it's one, $42.
Exactly. Yeah, and the cranberry juice is $10. Like, I can go buy me some Ocean Spray for $1.99.
I've seen these kind of, I mean, you know, when you stay at these certain places, you see these and you're like, really? Like, granola and yogurt, why is this $20?
Oh my gosh. I went to Palm Springs with my friends on Saturday, you guys. And by the way,
especially if it's room service, too.
Yes. Oh my God. And one, yeah, I won't go over the bill, but we went to a very nice place and it was like tapas. And then we spent like $100 on two things. I was like, all right, Palm Springs for the win.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, you go to these restaurants, you know, you're going to be
paying
premium.
But he took it in good fun and I thought it was.
Yeah. Good for him and his $42 salad.
It's all in the reaction.
Well, I think it was for two people, though. It looked like, right? It was him and Kate. Was it him and Kate?
Yeah, but how, like, the salad is one salad.
How big was the salad?
Listen
to
us.
Be...
What is our chat think about the $42 salad?
They have not commented yet, but they definitely think Logan Paul is a waste of space and that he's a joke.
Again, I'm just surprised that we even, like, know who these people are and yeah. that they're now in the sports world. Not really.
No.
Technically, but...
It's a
enough
blip.
For us
it's
to talk about, but not enough for us to be like, so did you see the... Logan KSI fight? What are your thoughts on the fight as a whole in these fights? No, absolutely.
It's funny,
not.
Out of all the things we talked about, the chat, you know, is concerned about this. They're doing a rematch, though, because I didn't touch
will.
On that, but you
oh,
said
I'm
they
sure.
are going
they,
to.
At the end of the fight, KSI was like, let's have a rematch, and Logan was like, let's have a. He used some curse words that I really don't feel like saying right now.
Now, what is this? Is this 12,
let's have a rematch.
Is this 12 rounds? What is this? Do you know
six
how many
round,
rounds? Oh, six, six rounds.
Round fight. They're probably going to do another one in the U.S., make more money.
Are they 3-minute rounds or what are they?
I think they're probably 3 minutes.
I don't know.
I didn't pay $10 to watch the fight. I watched
but you,
it.
But he did watch it. David
it
told me he
on
watched
stream,
it.
By Periscope. The way, Star Drew on our chat was like, maybe this salad is a 6-pound salad. Possibly.
You know
maybe
what?
That's a salad where you can like take it home.
Or
for
maybe
the whole
there was
week.
A lot. It was you. You're thinking just baby greens. I know we're all over the map today. Sorry, but we're going back now to the salad.
Oh,
maybe
no, I'm
it
a
was,
salad connoisseur.
But maybe it
I've
wasn't just like a baby
hours.
Greens. Maybe it had like artichokes.
That's
like,
what
a,
I'm saying.
Like,
premium pecans, strawberries picked from like Venezuela. I don't know.
It feels like. Is it good enough? Is it a
picked
good
right
salad?
Before and
yes.
then put in
is
the salad?
Is it a good enough salad for $42 for it not to be like? Like this big for you to just take
you guys,
home and eat the entire
what's
week.
So funny about this conversation is we live in LA. Like this is not a,
this is totally
a
normal.
Thing. Like
we
a
could
dinner
go get
in Nobu was like $600.
No, it's so normal. Like that's you know what that's what's sad, right?
Yeah.
Is how normal it is.
Well, but see, I'm also just a person that was raised very humbly. Like I even if I had
right
that
there,
kind of money, I don't think I would ever want to be.
I'm one of those people that was.
Life.
Cracker Barrel, like Chili's. Like, I'm totally fine. Like, I mean, I go to these places all the time, but I'm the one that when I look at it, I'm like, ugh, it's too frou-frou and there's too much stuff on it. And now I don't like it. Just give me like a real food.
That's what I was saying. Is like our dinner on Saturday was like nothing. It was like just
but
little
some
bits.
People love that, especially in LA. Yeah. Like the foodies, that's like a big,
it's
big
like,
deal.
People are crazy
absolutely.
Here.
Moving
good
on.
Stuff. Good stuff. The salad dressing is made from tears of children. Our chat is amazing.
Oh, that's so sad. Tears of children. Oh, my God. Children from where?
I know. the babies who are at home in Los Angeles mansions in Malibu.
Oh, my God.
Before we get into Manu retiring, there was talk, you know, a little bit of Celtics talk, you know, that Hayward and Irving are completely ready, recovered and ready, and will be at camp.
They're going to
be
a
training
good.
Camp. So I think that's exciting. I'm not obviously a Celtics fan, but I am a Hayward and Irving fan. And I hated the fact when they were both injured. Because the playoffs just, it was,
so
you know.
It's
going to
be so
play
exciting.
Together. Yeah. Let me just quickly switch back to sports mode. I was on salad mode for
yes,
a second.
Me too. I'm still there.
But
I'm hungry.
I'm really excited to see them play together. It was so, just so, like, it just hurt me. To see Gordon Hayward go down with an injury in the first game, and I'm pretty
and
sure it
was
the first
a, and it was a very horrific
oh,
injury.
It was so horrible to watch.
Any of you saw it? It was one of those where you're just like your heart breaks.
Yes,
I want to see them own the East. Though I'm ready to see Kyrie Irving because
I
know he can
take
over.
I want LeBron to be in the East, so then it would have been
now LeBron's on the Lakers. So congratulations!
I know, but I wanted that. I think we all did. Yeah. If you're a basketball fan, you wanted
the
Kyrie and LeBron to go head to head in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know what I mean? At the time,
and the balance between the East and the West, because we just know the West is so dominant. The Celtics are really going to be the only team that can.
I mean,
give them a run for their
don't
money.
Sleep on the Raptors.
I know.
Do not
you
sleep on the Raptors
that
now that they
time.
Have Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi.
And they're trying to do the Paul George where they sign him for more, and Kawhi's opening up to
fair
it.
Enough.
Do not. I will not let anyone sleep on the Raptors. I would used to.
Are you a Raptors fan now?
I'm not a Raptors fan. But
you
I'm
talk
not,
like you're a Raptors fan.
I'm talking like I love the Raptors and I'm loving
he's jumping
North.
Off the Clippers.
Oh, I could never. But I'm just saying, Kawhi Leonard if he plays, he's a hell of a player.
Oh, he's the best two-way player in the
exactly.
league.
I would say he's a much higher talent than DeMar DeRozan, and what he can do for the Raptors.
I agree with that, for sure.
Because that's Spurs team is...
Oh, look. See?
There you go.
Sweeties.
That Spurs team is kind of... I mean, they're not what they used to be with... I'll just... You're welcome for the segue with Manu Ginobili retiring.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Manu, I mean...
End of an era right here.
Yeah. I'm actually really sad. I really wanted to see if he was going to play this 17th season. I mean, he played 23 seasons because he played his time in Argentina and Italy.
Amazing.
Four-time NBA champion, two-time NBA All-Star, Olympic gold medalist for Argentina, his home country, and EuroLeague MVP. I mean, watching this guy, I mean, I think he's one of the best slashers ever. So exciting to watch. At his age, what he was still able to do was phenomenal. Remarkable. And the respect he has across the league, it's sad. I'm actually sad to see him go. Yeah. And for the Spurs, I mean, it's, gosh, you just look at like what Pop had. And, you know, Duncan retired and Parker and Charlotte and, you know.
Manu's done.
And Kawhi, you know, we just spoke about Kawhi. And now Manu, it's like that, you know, that core Spurs is gone.
It's
a totally new era for the Spurs.
And it's a new era.
Which we know they did it before when, and all of a sudden, Robinson was gone.
Yeah, sure.
And the rest. But now here we go again.
But they survived the ending of the Twin Towers so well by getting guys like Tony Parker and Manu and building them up and allowing them to play with Duncan. Because Duncan was kind of like this, like almost this like side piece to Robinson. And then all of a sudden, Duncan had to be the team leader. And was he a team leader? He could play like no other. And the way he just used fundamentals.
But he was a silent leader, though. You know what I mean?
He was a silent leader.
And I like guys like that. That's why I always like the Spurs. I'm not a Spurs fan, but I always liked the Spurs because I thought those guys were very humble.
Yes.
And I liked the way they played. They showed what they could do on the court. They didn't need to
mouth
off.
They let their talent speak for
themselves. And I just think they were all-around classy guys.
And they all kind of had their thing. You know, Tim Duncan had his bang shot. Manu Ginobili had his Euro step. Mm-hmm. Tony Parker had his floaters.
Yep.
They all really, they gelled together.
They had unique pieces, exactly. They gelled together.
And they were all just unique people. And they just played so well
under
Pop.
Where do the Spurs, for people that are asking, where do the Spurs go from here? You know what I mean? How do they rebuild that?
It's crazy to see. I mean, they still, LaMarcus Aldridge and Gasol and Gay. They've got, Bellinelli. So they've got
Bellinelli.
So they still, they're still in it, and then you look at who's leading the charge. There is Pop, but it's been hard for Pop too. His wife passed away. I start to wonder, is he maybe starting to check out?
Because
personal issues, and then his team. Some of the guys that he's. Been coaching for so long are gone. It's, you know what I mean by that? It's like the handing off of the torch, And again, Pop, I mean, he's up there respected like the Phil Jackson.
Greatest active coach right now.
Yeah.
I think that he's just kind of understanding that he's about to leave this league. He probably wants to coach.
But
he leaves
legacy. I mean,
an amazing legacy that's going to be really hard to top. And... I mean, the Spurs, what they just got to kind of do now is play the old trust in DeMar DeRozan game, which doesn't really work if you look in Toronto.
But it's crazy, though, because you always think about the Spurs and working in the NBA for so long. They were the team that always no one spoke about, media never talked about, because they were that humble team and classy.
Sure.
They'd fly under the radar, and all of a sudden they're in it again, and here comes the Spurs. They're that team that no one ever talked about. Think about that. Every year they won it.
Yeah.
They were the team that beginning of the year no one spoke about.
They're not
even
a tabloid
team. Even though when they would win a championship, no one talked about them.
Sure.
I know they're a small market at San Antonio, which is part of the problem, but it was just amazing to me. Year after year, the media would never, ever talk about the Spurs.
But I kind of love that. I mean, it's like, that's why I said they're not a tabloid team. Like, they don't need all the drama, still good.
The most drama they got is when Tony Parker was dating, I don't even know, that actress girl.
Someone.
She's like a model.
And Eva Longoria.
Thank you.
There it is.
Eva Longoria. I'm so bad with my pop culture. Yeah, Eva Longoria.
I thought she was a model, too. I don't know.
The Desperate Housewife girl, right?
Mm-hmm. She started out like Exotic Model.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was the only time I felt like they had, like, some TMZ, like, but other than that, they just a class act team, Pop, everyone. So I was sad to see, because we all know Ginobili could play again.
He could play another season. But, sure. If he feels that he wants to retire. I think. Well, I mean, of course, he has every right.
I wonder what really sparked it. Like, what was the?
Well, do you know that he's been practicing and he's been at the facility going mm-hmm. hard and shooting mm-hmm. and. So, you know, I mean, maybe sometimes you have to think, maybe I don't want to be selfish because yeah. I'm not as hungry. I'm not as passionate. Yeah. I don't want to be.
Or he just feels his body is know? Just changing. And,
yeah. I mean, he still has his shot's still there, and he's still a certain place where he drives to the hole and dunks the ball at 40.
Yeah.
So he could still do a lot. His Euro step's still there. I mean, he's not as good as he was because that's how age works, mm-hmm. but he's still able to play. So it is kind of sad to see him go now, not like a guy like when we saw Kobe go, we all knew, even though he showed up in his last game, we all knew he was ready to go.
And I actually, there was talk about Ginobili not coming back last season, right?
Exactly, but he
came
back. So
it's kind of been that slowly sure. where you kind of were waiting for him to finally say,
he's
going to
be,
good.
I think him, Parker, and Duncan are going to be cemented in Spurs, mm-hmm, in the Spurs legacy mm-hmm. for ages and decades. Well,
forever. They're history. They're the history of that league, exactly. of that team, and yeah, they're
the legends. The chat wants him to go to the big three.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm. That's good call, everyone Bernard. Loves that about the big three. You can still continue to watch
sure.
these guys play.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's a good thing. I wonder if you would, though. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, a lot of players who didn't really have a glorious NBA career mm-hmm. went there, and everyone's like, oh, my God, I remember him.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go watch
It's not
that.
The big, big, big stars yet.
No.
Like, even Kobe said he's not going to play in it. It's
right.
Not
no. Right.
So I put Ginobili up there. I don't know if he's kind of too good for it. I don't know.
But like,
I'm
when,
just
you
saying.
Fun, but like when you see a guy like Ryan Anderson, you're like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I completely forgot about you.
Right.
Birdman, where'd you go?
By the way,
Chris Anderson.
I love
Ryan Anderson's still
Ryan
in the league.
Ryan Anderson is. I apologize, Ryan Anderson. I know
like,
you're
still,
chucking
still,
up threes.
He's still in the league. But yeah,
Chris Anderson.
Anderson.
Right. That's what I
meant.
Well,
and I love that Kobe, to speak on him for a minute, I love that he's like, I'm not going back. You know, there's much more past that. I love that.
How about people say, oh, Kobe's going to come back and play for the Lakers because of LBJ?
But there's no way. And I love that he's got this stance of, no, there's so much more past basketball.
Yeah.
Like, we've got more to do, and I don't know.
Because he respects the game like no other.
So I have a trivia. Okay, the Euro step. Everyone thinks that Ginobili brought it to the league. Someone else did. Obviously, Ginobili popularized it and made it, you know. I'll give you a hint. The reason I know this is because I was cheering for this team. He was on the Warriors. You're too young.
I might be too young. Here, give me one more hint. I'll see if I can...
I don't know. I thought it was Ginobili that brought it.
No. Okay.
Do you remember Šarūnas Marcellinas?
I don't.
Okay. Well, he was the one who brought it to the Warriors. He played with Mitch Richmond and Chris Mullin.
Yeah.
And so it was always funny because everyone always said Ginobili brought it to. I'm like, no, Šarūnas Marcellinas brought it. And I knew because I was cheering for the Warriors when he was on the team.
Yes.
But and then Ginobili is what made it popular.
Well, how could Ginobili bring the Euro stuff?
Right. I love that's a great fun fact.
But you know how people.
Some
people think Ginobili like made it up. I'm like, no. And Marissa can show the Spurs did a really cool tribute. They've been doing tributes obviously for all day yesterday, but they showed this Ginobili of him the Euro step.
It's a really incredible move.
Oh, it really is.
And it was
really
incredible
because you go
to see
one way and then you go another.
It's incredible to see.
It's
James
like the
Harden.
Hockey version of deking, you know.
Yeah. It's a deke. And it's incredible to see James Harden implemented in his game.
Oh yeah.
Because you know him and Manu have a little bit of history. So like
I love watching Ginobili play.
Sure.
Every time he was in the game, he just gave it his all and he was just people couldn't even at 40 they couldn't stop him when
and
he went through the lane.
No,
like,
absolutely.
He drove.
He was
and
fast.
He wasn't those players who went to 50 different teams, and that
and
makes
he,
no sense. But you know what I mean.
And,
it's a hyperbole.
And he made the Euro step. It was pretty. You know,
it was.
It's like a ballet.
Yeah, that
listen
to the music.
Right, you've got ballet on the brain. Well, and like I was saying before the show, like. The outpour of just everyone has been so heartwarming and
from
proves,
all over the league.
Yeah, proves how strong he is.
Athletes outside of NBA have been saying, I enjoyed watching you play, and you know, it was,
Proves his impact on the league,
and
it will.
But I do wonder, I don't know if they've talked about what he will do post career. Is he just going to spend time with family?
I don't know.
Go back to Argentina and just, you know, he's royalty there.
Well, of course, he represented his country so well.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of the main athletes of Argentina, I mean, for basketball, he was like the face of Argentina.
Yep. Or does he go on air? Does he do the Euro games there on air? You know, there's so many things he can do.
Yeah, on the broadcaster side. That could be.
That's
that could
the great
fun.
Thing, though, is he has so many paths open.
Mm-hmm.
That he can do even after playing. And that's, I think, is amazing for a lot of people who NBA players who retire, sure, and just all athletes who retire, and they have like so many open, like Tony Romo. Like Tony Romo went into broadcasting.
Tony Romo's really good. Who's a really good whether you don't like him or not, he's actually really good.
And
in the
he
booth,
was predicting all those plays, and he became a hit. And
quarterbacks are usually very good in the booth, though.
Yeah. Oh, because they see the game like no other.
Exactly. Sure, just sure, like how you know catchers always make great skippers because they sure can see they see the game. So, sure, but I could see. I mean, maybe not in the U.S., but can't you see him doing something mm-hmm possibly
so
in Argentina? Or is he one of those that's going to be like a Manny Pacquiao because he's royalty and he's going to be in Argentina and he's going to run for like you know
office,
he
could,
you know, yeah, politics. Yeah.
Depends if he's like he's super well political there. I mean, he's so good.
Yeah, so it's sad to see him go, but you know, future Hall of Famer. Obviously, we will see him
absolutely
being enshrined, oh, and yeah. So, other than that, you know, we've got baseball. Obviously, mm-hmm, people are you know now head to head going for you know these pennant races. Yeah. It was crazy to see. I thought the Astros, how they just routed over the A's. I mean, just destroyed them. I mean, they are really in championship form.
They are.
Astros. And it always are. It is hard, you know, to go back to back, as we know, but they look good.
They look real good, but the A's are, they're scary.
I know, but the Houston made them look like they weren't the A's that they have been. But the way that, how many games they won in a row, the mm-hmm A's, it's crazy.
That was incredible.
They're, what are they at? 40 or 79? 49? 79?
I think we're about
79?
I don't. All I want. I know for a fact is they
you can
are
look it up.
Yeah.
Neck and neck with the Astros.
I thought they were at 50, but maybe
at the
okay
top of the AL West, and they were under the Angels like earlier right in the season. And, you know, the Angels had a bunch of injuries. I will continue to say that.
Well,
for
I
as
say
long
that on my
I
Giants
live
too. That's my crutch. I
exactly
would say. My, I'll just say injuries.
That's my crutch.
But
too
then you look at a lot of teams; they all have injuries.
Yeah.
It's crazy because in the beginning of the season, me and Becky had our other host at the time, we ended up kind of going through our predictions. Mm-hmm. And I had said the Nationals and the Yankees for the World Series. Nationals may not even make the playoffs.
Well, no, Nats. The Nats aren't
which
gonna
is so, again, which is so
do
crazy. You know, yeah, you look at their pitching staff. And so it's just crazy in baseball, you
well,
know.
Because
yeah, no
they have
idea
Scherzer and Harper, and you think that's championship. But no, it's not. Yeah. Because there are teams. Baseball's about being well-rounded and not just having stars. I mean, the Angels, they've been trying. I know they had the injuries, which I will continue to just mm-hmm lean back mm-hmm on. But just Mike Trout, or like Mike Trout, maybe with like Upton not providing enough help and Pujols not providing enough help. Mike Trout, maybe on the pitching side, Shohei Ohtani now, Garrett Richards. That's not nearly enough
right
for teams like the Astros who have like Verlander and
Keuchel.
And
it's such a long, long season. You got to keep your
games.
You got to keep your bullpen fresh.
Yeah, they're 79.
There he is.
Like, the Athletics are 79.
They're at 79 now.
Uh-huh. Right underneath the Astros, 81.
And if you know from a couple years ago, the A's weren't as good as they are now. They
no
really, they when they had Yoenis Cespedes and guys like that, they were really up here, and then they just kind of.
And then you know
slumped.
The A's, they're notorious for trading away their good players,
of
and
course
they, and they haven't done that, which is shocking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know we'll be getting you know diving more into baseball as we get close to you know
postseason coming around.
It's so exciting though. This is why we love sports. It's like
yeah
teams nobody was talking about, like the A's are just
mm-hmm
like
it's the old school. It's the old school pennant chase.
Yep.
It's
yeah
just trying to get that pennant. It's
yeah
amazing to watch.
And it makes it fun.
It's the spirit
yeah
of baseball.
You know?
Pennant
so
chase.
I mean, it's hard, you know, it's a cat and dog fight, and we'll
mm-hmm
see, you know,
mm-hmm
what happens because a lot of those are tight. Especially
very
it's
tight
not even really the division races that are tight, it's the wild card spots that are tight.
Those are
mm-hmm
the hard because everyone
know?
Eventually the divisions get locked up, but fighting because it's two spots.
Yeah.
It is
yeah
two
and
spots.
People, and sometimes those two spots will end up in the same division. So you know they
exactly
have three.
Yeah. You can have three
yeah
from
it's
the
crazy
same division.
Yeah. So yeah, so we will see how that kind of all lays out
yeah
coming soon. And then next week we'll be talking because there's NFL cuts. You know, down a 53-man roster. So after this
mm-hmm
last preseason
about that time of year
games, that's it. And then we're ready for football.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Yes.
Which is so exciting.
Football, hockey, basketball, I am ready.
No
and then
better
it gets
time
super exciting
year
when you're in October and all the sports are back.
Oh. Just every – you can – four sports just right there. You can
right
watch them all back to back.
Oh, my
to back
God.
To back.
I'm going to have no life.
Perfect.
I'll be in front of a TV.
So we will be back the same time, same place. And we finally, I know we've been saying this, but we'll finally be making this announcement next week on what's going on new with this show. And that's it. But we'll be talking a lot of NFL.
Yeah.
That will
NFL
be the,
is gearing up.
Yeah. And thank you for joining the chat. You guys are amazing. Star Drew thinks your Giants still have a chance.
Oh, no, they don't. But he's so
he's
sweet.
He's sweet.
He's doing,
nice.
That's like one of those, like you feel bad for
he
me.
Wants,
yeah.
He wants to root for you.
Okay, well, that's sweet. Thank you guys so much for joining us on the Weekly Pass. I'm Bonnie Jill Laughlin. Thank you to my amazing co-host. We'll be back and catch us on Twitter, Instagram, right. Facebook, yes. Everything. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk sports anytime, any day.
That's right.
So
every hour.
Hit us up. All right. Ciao. Until next time. See ya.
See y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
Those are the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.